Commissioner. Kiva, I'm Schaik Vikala, so I'm my Gilne Erva. That's one. Messeris Yogla Teira. So the Rashi learns Messeris means here the Messeris that tells us to write the words and so on. The Messeris, though we understand it. Meisris Yogla Oisha. Meisris Yogla Oisha means that Asa Meshoshat is Asa, so it's the word Siog here is a Chizuk. Nedarim Siog LaPrishus. Nedarim is a Siog for Prishus, so the person can be Mechazik in the Yedez Mekabal on himself. And Siog LaChoch Meshtika. Those are the Nyanim where Rashi learned it. So Rashi says, Chayk Vekalas Roish. So first, the Hemshah Siog LaMishnek, Rabbi Anu Lama Siddur Akiva, that's one point over here, so he's, it's just chronologically, and they're just part of one school. Well, this farm, Shagaz, and Maim Shafnezer, Pshimin, Azimat, Ayam, Tarotel, Chabel, and Mamar, Batsmo, Yeshafar, Shamal, Fnezer, and Kalad, and Simcha. So it seems to sort of extol the virtue of Simcha, Chenirik, Asimcha, Tevi, Alze, Oma, Afka, Simcha, Tevi. The Hainu Shia Mara Simcha Kneged Shar Adam, or Bezer Ruach Abrius Neichi Menu, for Kovid of the Adam Shish Lizing Bem Kovid, Avas Simcha Atos Oisa. So in other words, the expression of having the Simcha towards the other, the fact that I feel the Simcha that the other person is facing me and so on, that's a positive Simcha. But just Simcha Mitzar Atzmai is not good, or it doesn't help a person, and so on. The Amar, Schoik HaLasoi Shechulu, Ke HaSchoik HuSimcha Yaseira. So, Schoik, it's as if he's saying, well, Schoik itself, Simcha itself is not, in itself doesn't have an end, and when it becomes Schoik, it becomes much, much worse. In Kain, Af Ke HaSimcha Ein Roi LaHarchik, Av HaSchoik HuSimcha Yaseira LaHarchik. So Simcha itself has a maila, it has a certain inyan to it, it's Veseda, whereas a schoik is something which is too much Simcha and is not good. Upir schoik v'kalas reish magil ne'erva. So first of all, okay, I mean, some would like to point out a little bit of confusion here about a little Simcha, too much Simcha, what's the... In other words, what exactly is the hemshechius between simcha and too much simcha? What is simcha contain itself? A little bit that's good, and too much is already not good. We'll get to his main pshat in schaik, and we'll work our way backwards. Upir schaik v'kalzosh magil erva tam zedav ziyadua. So the first pshat is, you know, it doesn't require much hasberim when people come very lightheaded and they begin to do shtick. It erases the boundaries and it goes on. So he says, "V'tamlo zedur ke'ervu batzmei tzchik." Meshama as a kasuv hevil on eish letzachik banu upirusha erva. So there's a certain, you see that the word tzchik is used in the Torah as a euphemism for erva, meaning that obviously the word tzchik fits erva. Erva can be called a tzchik. V'zeh b'kama koy meshek erva tzchik, v'hevilon ha'ish letzachik banu, like by Yisrael Tzadik, when it says hevish letzachik banu. V'af ha'tash meshu b'kdusha v'prishas nikra tzchik. Even tash is v'kdusha v'prishas is called tzchik. And that's called an expression of tashmish, despite the fact that it was done outside of Yisrael Tov. Well, the fika chomik is chayk al sosh by gil madig is olim gami de erva katz chayk maybe chayk achashu erva. So the pshat is that it's something which is. Schoik is something which which is the same in your verb. It's not just the mikra. I don't think if I tell somebody if you drink alcohol, you're going to relax your God, and the mail you come to Arayis. But it's not. It's two separate things. If I tell you that if you be mesiachid in the erva, you'll come to live in an erva. So it tells me here that if tzchoik also brings it, he says no. Tzchoik is in your erva, and b'meila it's going to be a it brings it because it's mamash the same inyan. I want a little bit to explain it. The whole musik of tzchoik and tzchoik, there's a goyin that says that the tzchoik aksil, the goyin speaks of he says that tzchoik is something miyuchet to Adam. Balachayim don't have tzchoik, and b'meila the ksil tries to the ksil is always a tzchoik because he's sort of trying to show that he's that he has tzuras adam. There's an animal hyena left that's imitating a human being, kilo, just like a monkey imitates a human being in the general tzura. Tzchoik is also something which we have an animal that imitates it because it's something that is a tchunas adam. That's a chashev tchunas adam. It's part of tchunas adam. The tzchoik is normally when a person lives with a sense of kfiya and echreach. This is dangerous. This hurts. This gets you into problems. This is usur, and so on. Those that a person who's a bardas, and that's how we define bardas, is a bar, you know, baration means that he's capable of deharing danger around him, the dangers and the problems, and so on, and he feels compelled to deal with those problems. Teenagers are mishugayim, they do all sorts of crazy things, because they don't have yet that sense, and that's why they're not bar einshin mina shemayim, because until the age of 20 or so, they don't have the sense of right, wrong, consequences. They might have the ideas checked up someplace in their minds, but the sense that a person has that if it's dangerous, you don't do it, that piece is missing over there, and it grows in as he matures. Even a person who's an adult, and he has l'chura, those in yonim of kvedus, of sense of achrayus, locked into him, but there are matzavim where the person is can sort of be mafkeid. Tzchoik is a hafka of it. In the easiest eifin, in the smallest eifin, you know, if somebody is tense about a certain situation, I make a little joke about it that's funny, it loosens up the person. Moshe Shapiro would say with a guy, and he says, he always say that the real good humor, a slapstick humor requires a very mechubedik addressed person getting a pie in his face. In other words, the shtech to something that seems to be mechubedik and chashev and so on is has in itself a special. That's the sharpness of the tzchoik. Is that something that appeared to have been very chomer, and you show it to be weak, silly, absurd, that creates tzchoik. That's why I think English have a special chush that they have on the one side, they have very nichbedic and pompous figures, and then when the humor is very sharp and you sort of prick the big Angstelats and you show that the upper has no clothes, has a special sharpness to it. That is B'derekot Tzchoik. It's unique to humans because it falls along the same axis of Midrash and Achrayas. In other words, when you sense the weightiness of something, it's obligatory nature. That's one end of it. When you maskia it with tzchoik, that's the other end of it. So when you take tzchoik and you maskia the all, that's the usual tzchoik. A person sometimes, you see sometimes a person becomes, especially a person who's been tense, whatever, and he gets into a laughing mood, he becomes giddy, he becomes meshuga. It's like he goes from just a particular relief of a moment to being totally mufka from any sense of anything. You know, it's almost like a person's drunk when you see people litzanim and they get into a mood that they don't look like the shikha. They just don't have any sense of reality. Of the other inyanim that a person engages in, the only one that really, really, the only one that really gets a person in the same matziv of afkos hadas is arayas, in its own way. People have taivas achila muscle, strong taivas achila, and a person knows eating is not so good for him, so he tries to diet, and it doesn't go so well, and this and that. But no person would take something. If I tell you, if I'm very hungry on Yom Kippur, I wouldn't dare take a piece of cake because I know that it will, you know, if somebody finds out about it, you know, I'm gone. Many inyanim will be able to stop me from achila if it doesn't pass. If I'm a situation, you know, where I'm a big nichbot and it passes, passing that I should grab this, I'll have to go round and about. Very rarely does a person completely do something that is counterproductive to him because of taivas achila, except for the long term. I don't see the immediate poisons. If I eat this cake, it's going to cause me to be heavyset, it's going to cause me to suffer diabetes. These are long, stretched out cheshbonos that this little cookie never seems to make that thing. But a person wouldn't take tremendous risks for it. And very few other things. People, when they get into a meshagas of arayas, they take chances that destroy them. You know, countless of people. The question is not, for many people, goyim and politicians and other people, the question wasn't why did they do it, but the question was, they did it in such a risky way that they knew it could come down. And I said, but you become a sugar. I know recently I was discussing with somebody who was he had a very promising future and a promising family. Everything. I mean, a person was kind of a nichbad and kavam, and he was nichshol arayas, not once or twice, and it was something where it would sooner or later come back to haunt him, and it would destroy his family and another family and his future and everything else, and the person just couldn't control himself, and it was it's a simen. Arayas is maskia a person from the control of his das. A person becomes drunk with taiva, and the word drunk, no other taiva makes a person drunk. A person will cut corners, a person will be avisurim, but not crazy. This is something where a person it makes a person meshuga. Like Chazal say, you know, is kisista, einon choydek nesbe roshtus. The metzias of taiva raisi that makes a shite out of a person, and a person is just not a badass. So tzchoik and a raisi are one and the same in that sense. They are a hafkor from the sense of das, which sort of is machbid on the person and creates control and structure and so on and so forth. Even, and that's what he says, even if he does the b'kedusha of a tara, Chazal say, ein kisha b'loy das. There's a lesson in the lesson Tehillim, that I was conceived in chait. So even though we're talking about Yishai, who the Chazal say he only died by itur shel nachash, this is itur shel nachash. There's no such thing as a person being able to do the nyanim of tashmish and perivia just with kavanas arizal. You can eat with kavanas arizal. You can sit and chew food l'shem Shabbos Kodesh and not paste it. I mean, a person has food that's salt-free, sugar-free, etc. It's quite tasteless. And a person can eat l'shem Shemayim. It's not terribly pleasant, but you can do it. The inyan of kisha is, it says, ein kisha b'lidas. There's no such thing as a maisa bia that the person is an oines, unless it was a skasha koidim. But the etzem maisa requires a certain getting into it in a way that by definition is afkor from das. It's something where the person lets himself go kulei taiva, and without, there's not kind of das to get in. That is the inyan of, just one second, I'm sorry, one second. Hello? Ani bet kusir magzim? Oh, wait, Ephraim. Hello, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's why it's called tzchik, and it's the etzem tzchik, because betzem it's a hafka of the das and so on. V'af atashu b'ktushu pishniko tzchik, like it says by Yaakov, by Yitzchak mitzachek as if kishre. It's also a person when he does achila. So when he's eating, if he eats like a mensch, there's nothing really untoward about it that he would feel bad and embarrassed. A person when he eats in a tzurim chubetas, he's a tzurim chubetas. The nyanim of Beinish Lishtoi are in nyanim that be'etzim are not mechubet in any sense of the word, and it's something that a person would not, if he was in a mode where he was quote-unquote serious, in other words, where covered nichbadus and so on and so forth, would be part of his mindset, there wouldn't be such an inyan. The Teretz is, it's tzchik, it's moments of kalos. It's one of the reasons, I mean, there are hormonal reasons, but the inyanim of tashmish, they relieve a person greatly. It helps a person calm down, relax, etc. Part of it is because the person is completely relaxed. It's something, by a woman, it's not like that. By a woman, if she's tense, she can't do anything in the inyanim. By a man, it's the other way around. The inyan itself is maskir, a tenseness. That's how it works. V'eshchaladas oid, echaschoik mekalasoish magilon zon l'erva. V'zeh, ki ha'erva hu siluk Hashem yisbarach min ha'adam. Erva itself is mesalek Hashem from the person. So the... You can learn it some that it's in your Kedusha Precious, but I think the way we explain it, V'davar zeh tirus, it says, Ki ha'maisa zeh, af kasha eina ba'aveira, k'siv, v'lo yir b'cha erba stav v'shav me'achrech Hashem. So it says there's in Yonim of a Baal Keri has a chiyuv to leave the machneh, so that it's Kaddish, and the same thing is true, the union of being Mechassid, etc., because the person is Megalos Erev and so on. Koskei Shudav Erev Shavere Gomor Shusilik Hashchina. Ki U Maise Chomri, She'ink Tzos Baruch Shom, Ki Kdush Shem Yisparach U Maise Mefeich Legamri, Ki Hu Yisparach Kaddish U Maise Behami Chomri Koshvar Pamaharbi. So, here it's not the pshat, the goydel of the aveira makes the person, the goydel of the aveira makes the person meruchi from Hashem. It's actually shayach to the atzmius of the aveira. The atzmius of the aveira is that the person becomes kulei chomri. And that's why the person has no shlita on himself. There's no shulton of seichel and das on the person when he's us pasuk in these nyanim. So b'meila, if the person is a bal keri mikoyach, the mikoyach, oina, or something that he's really was right in doing, but the etzem metzias of his ischaskus is mafkia certain source adam from the person. Person's kuloi was mafkia's das, and b'meila is not shayat the shchina. People—it's interesting how it's the opposite the way that people learn that because a raya, there's something evil to it or wicked to it, therefore it's tuma, and therefore the person can have a shas hashchina, and therefore he loses daf and so forth. The other way around. What creates the issues, the reason why the Torah is magdir in Yonim of Arayis as being tuma, as being hefech, or Asheras Hashchina, is because it's mafkia the seich and the das from a person. So Yira actually is something that doesn't allow Ischaik and Arayis. A person who's very tense and a person who is afraid of something doesn't have the ability to create kishri and so on and so forth, because so if a person were to stand with the sense of Yira Shemayim, with the kivid reish of Yira Shemayim, that yes, there's something heavy here and it's something very difficult. So he's saying that because tzchoik is something that's mafkia the yira of a person, so therefore it creates a matter where a person is mufka from shchina, and then he sinks into tuma. I think also over the mice, so sometimes the tzchoik has a big toelus because it's mafkia the yira. Rabbunim Pshischa was a big chacham and a tremendous maven people. So he once walked by a lake, and there was a person drowning, and everybody was screaming and yelling and crying and jumping, and the guy was panicking, and he was drowning. He walks by, and he bends over, and he yells out, Reb Yid, when you get there, give Leviosa my regards. And there was a moment of shocked silence, then everybody started laughing. And the person himself started laughing, and he calmed down, and he began to tread water, and he began to swim, and he swam back to the surface. Because over there, the yira that wasn't in his place had frozen the person, and the person couldn't function. The tzchoik relieved of that. But generally speaking, it's mafkir yira shemayim, and the male person is arise. But Ablika Pishmash Balakalamalaka Pose Tsoy Kamri, Voloshni Vachomzal Homokim Amisachim Bitinokos, that's a euphemism for one type of arias. Kora Tashmis Choi Kashalayovim and a Tachus Lazatonim. Over there, it's someone who's living with someone who can't have children. Lefikom Aschoika Soish Megaladim Larav. Okay, any questions?
No.
Okay, good. So, Beretz Hashem, next week I can't do it on Wednesday. I think Tuesday would work, Beretz Hashem. Okay with everybody?
Yeah, it should be fine.
Okay, call.
Thank you, Roshka.